T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are making history today, ladies and gentlemen, because we were just informed for the first time ever, Jeff Goodman, who covers basketball at all levels, is here in studio.
You're not going to read my bio off my Twitter page, are you?
Will you stop with that?
You don't need to look at my Twitter page bio to intro me.
No, but
enough.
I want to, but it's
so
important.
You can see
though.
It now.
It is not important.
When you cover basketball on all levels, that should be said. Not many people are doing that, Jeff. Not many people doing that.
And you haven't changed. You're still getting it done.
I don't know about that. I'm a lot older. The flights kill me. Vegas trips hurt. I'm still hurting right now.
What percentage are you? Are your knees all good?
My knees good.
Your body's feeling good? You're ready for the season?
I could take ice.
Oh, he is feeling good.
No ice over here in a race.
You took the hat off for a little bit.
What?
You think you could beat me in a race? You got to stop.
No, I probably can't.
It would be embarrassing. You probably run. I've never seen you run, but
I got long strides.
It looks like Woody. Do you run like Woody?
I got long strides. That's all I know.
It looks like it's like a process, you know, when you run.
Listen, you got a few years on me, so we'll see.
All right, so listen, there's a lot to get to. We're going to talk some college basketball. I know sometimes you don't like talking about Memphis because they're irrelevant again.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, against your will, right? I mean, come on.
No, I told you. I was coming down. Memphis is one of the biggest stories in college basketball leading up to the season, and I think throughout the season this year, whichever way it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, like to me, I think all eyes are going to be on Penny Hardaway and James Wiseman and all these other guys, for better or for worse.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely.
Yeah, quit treating this guy like he's Seth Greenberg or Rob Doster, man.
Well, I mean.
We've said he's had the pulse ever since he did the Tubby thing. He knew that there had to be a change, man.
I agree.
We still treat him like he's a heel around here.
You're not. You kind of play it up, but you're not really a heel. It does drive me a little bit crazy. And I'm curious, when you sort of survey your peers from a national level, do you feel like they're giving Memphis enough sort of respect for the class that they are bringing in?
No, you're absolutely right. If Kentucky or Duke had brought in the same exact class, it would be like all we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm not at ESPN anymore, obviously, but I'm curious to see what the narrative is going in. Is it still Kentucky and Duke? Because, frankly, and I'm going to write this in the next couple of weeks, talking to NBA guys who have been to Kentucky for Pro Day.
Yep.
And Duke had a scrimmage yesterday, the day before, and I was texting and talking with some NBA guys. They might not have a top 10 pick on either team for the first time since Derrick Rose. Calipari or
Kay. Right, right.
For the first time since Derrick Rose in 2008.
Wow. That's
neither one would have a top, and I'll go even further, a top six. Either one of the two has had somebody drafted in the top six every year since 2008. That probably won't happen this year.
Yeah, I guess. And Memphis, by the way, might have two in the top 10.
Could. I mean, Precious, I still want to see it.
I
like, Wiseman to me is a lock.
Yeah.
A lock.
Right.
Like, I think he's going to go number one.
Yeah.
But Precious, I got
to
see.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I like to see how he fits into the system, to see kind of like what his role is going to be.
How he picks things up.
Yeah.
You know, how hard he plays consistently.
Yeah.
You don't know, and they got a lot of dudes on this team, too.
No doubt. So is this – we were talking about this yesterday. When is the last time – I know you came for the tournament a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But when is the last time you came to Memphis?
For Memphis.
For to see Memphis, to cover Memphis, to talk to Memphis.
I mean, it had to be 10 years.
It's been 10 years, right?
Had to be 10 years.
Like,
isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
But think about it. Since Cal left, like,
Josh, relevant. Josh,
right. I mean, he brought in Will Barton, and we were all excited, and you thought maybe they'd be –
Austin Nichols class?
Yeah. No, he brought in some talent early, but never really kind of figured it out.
Yeah.
Listen, Josh, we've talked. He wasn't the right guy for this job.
Yeah.
Right.
His first job should have been Rice University. But listen, nobody's turning that down.
Yeah.
You know, nobody else wanted it, I guess. I mean, I still think they could have found somebody that probably fit Memphis better than
Josh.
Does
he ever get out of Rice, though, if he's...
No.
You know, does he ever get ACC with Coach, which is crazy. We were talking about that yesterday. That
he might have gone Rice to Georgia Tech.
Exactly.
He actually might have gone that route instead of going Memphis and then dropping down.
I'm interested on this. Bill has had a take because he was just here, your former colleague over at ESPN.
Yeah.
and who initially said Memphis should be embarrassed by what they did with Tubby Smith, comes, obviously, is impressed, tells Seth Greenberg, man, I really like what Penny and Mike Miller and that staff are doing over here. Yeah. And it has a Memphis fan says that, but hey, remember what you said, we should be embarrassed. But and doubles down and says, well, you still should be. Can you be both? Shouldn't Memphis fans at this point, yeah, it was, you know, it got rough. Tubby had to come 2 days before he actually got the axe. But shouldn't you be proud right now? Should you? I mean, because if you're embarrassed
it's
right
business.
Now, then you can say
Wait,
that Penny and them
Jay
should
Billis,
be there.
Isn't Jay Billis all about business?
Yes.
Right? Kids getting paid.
Yes.
And that's
it's
the part we
business.
Agree with him on all the time.
That's
right?
What it is. Yeah, this is about
and
business.
And we say he's right there.
Nobody was coming to the game, right? I mean, the game's
no,
still,
nobody was
coming.
Exactly. They had quit.
Nobody cared. Nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they were okay.
You didn't recognize the program. We didn't recognize the program.
I didn't know any of the players. If you had asked me to name the players on Tubby Smith's team,
yeah,
I might have been able to name two or three guys.
Like, in terms of guys he recruited, like, you really shouldn't have been able to name any of them.
He's a great coach,
yeah,
but he wasn't going to get it done here.
Yeah.
He was not going to get it done here. You, like, it didn't work.
Much
so.
Like Josh, the fit was off. I mean, right. With all due respect,
right.
Tubby's a Hall of Famer,
yeah,
as a coach, but the fit still didn't work.
How important is it to have a good athletic director?
Oh,
like, look at Memphis.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, seriously, look at Memphis and the mistakes that have been made.
No doubt.
Because they've hired the wrong people.
Yep.
And again, I didn't know Penny was going to be the right guy, and I'm not sure he would have been if you had hired
two
him
years
instead
ago.
Of Tubby.
2 years ago, right.
You know, like,
yeah.
You hire a man and he can't get Wiseman, and then
no, that's
they
important.
don't get this momentum.
Because right. He didn't get Wise in the East until 2017.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, so that definitely would have made a difference.
So, listen, I'm not sure he would have. Timing is everything.
That's kind of what he says on his Instagram.
It's that prep,
really.
And those relationships he made then that are give him the advantage, I think, over the Patrick Ewings and the Juwan Howards who have come from the NBA because they couldn't get the job and have had to come here and do this. Penny kind of built his way up.
Listen.
And you feel like that foundation's going to be there.
I feel that way.
Last.
I covered recruiting. You covered recruiting.
Yep.
You covered some recruiting.
Yep.
If I didn't cover recruiting, when I went to cover college basketball, I never would have broken stories.
100%. Right.
But I had those
relationships. Exactly.
Penny had those relationships. That there he could take advantage of and get players and then get momentum, and after that you win.
Right.
Nobody cares the fact that you know you weren't a college coach, assistant coach, and didn't. I mean, paid his dues in the right place, honestly, in grassroots.
Yeah.
What's fair for a team with the number one class for a coach that's in his second year, but obviously has got a great staff, did a good job getting that team in the NIT last year, half Tubby guys, half his. What's fair this year in terms of expectation levels? How far should they get? Should they
I got
win
them
their
10.
Conference?
I got them 10 right now in the preview.
What'd I tell you? This isn't like a guy.
That's great.
Like this idea that, you know,
I think it's fair.
Respecting
right?
Him.
Like
yeah.
To me, I was fighting with, do I put Texas Tech ahead of them?
Right.
I did. I put Chris Beard
in
Texas Tech.
I mean, they
Tech
were in the national
them.
Championship game. Like,
well,
that's
Chris
fine.
Beard is in an elite level.
Oh, I love
coach,
Chris Beard.
Which is proven.
Like,
yeah.
Honestly, nobody's been more impressive in the last 2 years than Chris Beard.
Yeah.
Going to the Elite Eight in the title game. So, yes, does Penny have more talent than Texas Tech? Absolutely. But what I do still is, like, have you proven it? Have you proven it? So you still have the Duke, the Kentuckys, the Kansases, the
Michigan States.
They all got to be ahead of Memphis. You could put them as high as number 5 or 6. And you could put him as low as maybe 50. I think that's the range.
Anything lower than that is a little.
You're just looking for a 10.
They have the number one class in America. They have 2 projected top 10 picks right now.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you have to you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. Penny cannot be that bad of a coach.
And
like,
he's not going to be. We saw last year he's not a bad coach.
Yeah.
Like we saw last year he did a solid job.
Yeah. The staff he's got around him is.
Yep.
He's smart enough to put the right.
And
folks
I just
around.
Think here's
That's
what
good.
I go back to me. James Wiseman reminds me a little bit of Anthony Davis in a sense of his personality and how he'll be willing to step back and accept not having an average 20 and 10. Some
mm-hmm.
guys right come in as the number one player,
right.
And you're like, I'm the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the guy. This is my. I don't think that's going to be James Wiseman at all, just like it wasn't Anthony Davis. I'm not
mm-hmm.
saying they're going to win a title.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you need that. You need your best player in this situation to be a team-first guy, and I think James Wiseman will be that.
Well, I think you nailed that because, honestly, that's how they got the number one class, is that they had the number one player in the country as a magnet, but who didn't necessarily need the ball. Right, who's willing to sort of set those screens, right?
Yep.
Who's willing to, you know, clean things up defensively. You know, I do think I made this point a while ago, but like let's just say that the number one player, let's say James Wiseman was Anthony Edwards instead, right? And like maybe you don't get Precious. Maybe
Probably
you don't get Lester.
Because
you know?
Anthony Edwards needs the ball.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right? He's a ball dominant guard. James Wiseman is not a ball dominant player.
Yeah.
And his personality is also such that I think kids want
Absolutely.
To play with him.
Yeah.
He's not like gonna go out there and outwardly recruit kids, but you just want to play with him. You want to be around a kid like this because, you know, part of it, too, is you know he's not going to be all about himself, that there's room for other guys like Precious to be able to kind of, you know, get their numbers.
Yeah, and I think Memphis in those past classes, right, with Will Barton and those, like, that was a huge sort of power
struggle.
Yeah,
you had one guy.
Yeah.
You had one dude.
Yeah.
That you kind of knew was going to be the guy.
Right, and I don't know if everybody was always on board with that. You know what I mean?
I was talking yesterday. I was at Mountain West Media Day yesterday, and I was talking about that with San Diego State because that's been a program that's traditionally been great.
Mm-hmm.
And last year they had the McDaniels kid, and they had another kid come in. So I was talking to their players about the fact that it's about the role guys.
Yep.
The role guys got – just like with the Celtics last year, I went up to P.J. Tucker after one game, and I said, like, is this Kyrie's fault?
Mm-hmm.
Off the record. And because I'm not a Kyrie guy at all.
Yeah.
I've been bashing him for 2 years. Longer than that even. But I said, whose fault is this? And he looked at me, and he's like, no, this isn't all Kyrie's fault. This is the young guys, too.
Yeah.
They weren't willing to accept their roles after coming off their playoff run a couple years ago when Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
No question.
So
it's
got to be a combination of, you know, Wiseman and Precious. But those role guys better accept their roles this year.
Yeah.
You think he ends up getting a Jalen Green? And I mean, a lot of that's going to depend right on Wiseman going where he's supposed to in the draft, right?
If you're winning this year, think about the momentum.
How sustainable this is. That's where I was going.
If you're, which you should be. I mean, I can't believe they were picked tied for first.
With a Houston team that lost so much.
Right? I'm going to ask Penny that later today. They
played right into his hands, because he wants to play.
Do you think the coaches, hate you? Like, what's going on here? Because
Houston got more first-place votes.
And last I checked, Quentin Grimes isn't eligible yet.
Yeah. Right.
Not even eligible.
Yeah.
He didn't get a waiver.
Right.
Like, Houston's going to be good, but, their talent level isn't even close. Cincy is – I don't even know who was third. Who's third?
I think it was Cincy.
Cincy was third. Had one first-place vote.
They got Cumberland coming back.
Yeah, Cumberland and what else?
Right. Apparently his
new
brother.
New coach.
Everybody says his brother's okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah.
Transfer from Oakland, he's fine.
But
again, I mean, to me – so it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to sitting down with Penny and just kind of talking to him about a variety of topics.
I did some research on that topic on the last time the number one recruiting class was not picked to win their conference outright. And you got to go back to Kentucky in 2011. They were picked second to Florida with Chandler Parsons and all those. And Florida was just loaded. They had seniors and stuff that. So
they came back.
I thought a lot of it was out of respect to Kelvin. You know how those coaches do.
Yeah.
But I think – watch out. Wichita State, though, with him back, with his team that got better through the year, had a good run in the NIT.
Yep.
Watch for them
be
second or third.
They'll be better.
Instead of it being a Houston.
James Wiseman was not a unanimous first-team selection in the conference.
Wow.
Well,
South Florida had three guys and Memphis had one.
Yeah.
Had three guys?
Yeah. Yedna,
three,
the guard, and.
I don't even know who they are.
Really?
I mean, who knows about South Florida basketball?
Had three guys on the first and second team and Memphis just had Wiseman.
Wow. Precious did not make the second team.
I'll have Wiseman on my second team All-Americans.
Yeah.
All-American team.
Yeah, that's exactly.
All-American.
Second team All-American.
Think about it. You're putting him on.
Exactly.
He'll be on everybody's All-American teams, and he's not even on
the idea, honestly, that he's not unanimous is how many times does the number one player in the country play in the American? I mean, that's crazy.
Ain't going to happen.
You know?
I mean, other than
Memphis.
Who knows?
Who knows? It may never happen again. Right. And secondly, the fact that Precious, who is a consensus top 12, top 15 player, is not on first or second team. I mean, and the AAC is going to be down this year.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's not very good. I mean, again, some of the lower teams are better, but then you got UCF falls off. It's not Cincy falls off. It's not great.
And what's going to happen with Bill Self?
I think
nothing
he gets,
this year, right? Because they'll put it off. They'll get,
I think he gets hit with a year-long suspension.
Oh, my.
And they get hit with a bunch of. And it's funny. So you react that way.
We're on the air, we're live.
Yeah.
People, okay, I'm just making sure you know, man.
I think. That's what I'm saying. I think. I don't have any, nobody knows with the NCAA.
Sure. Right.
No, but I just think it's funny how you reacted because you're like, oh, my, that's a heavy hit. I think a lot of people would be like, that's not heavy enough.
Yeah.
They should get a postseason ban. That's going to be the key.
Mostly
right?
Just because I don't think the NCAA is going to do anything.
So, I think they have to. Image-wise, I think perception-wise, they have no choice. And I think Bill Self knows that.
Yeah.
I think Sean Miller knows that.
I was going to say Arizona, too.
Coaches understand that NCAA is at a spot right now where they can still kind of do what they want, right? They can hit you. They're still kind of judge, jury. They can do what they want for the most part. So I think they hit, Sean Miller, Bill Self, maybe with year-long suspension.
What about Will Wade?
Well, that's an interesting one because all they have right now, to my knowledge, is a story from Yahoo.
Right.
Right now, it's in depth with the quotes and everything like that. It's a whole lot more than ESPN
had on
Sean Miller.
Yeah.
Well, but does the NCAA have the recording?
Do they not?
How do we know? We don't know.
Well, who has the recording? Somebody got the recording.
Yahoo got it. I'm sure they got it from one of the lawyers.
Well, I'm sure Yahoo wouldn't give it to the NCAA if the NCAA asked. I don't know. I guess that's a good question.
If I'm a writer and the NCAA asked me, why am I doing their work?
I
don't have to give
them.
I'm not doing your work for you.
Right.
I don't have to give it to you.
Yeah. Interesting. Right? Yeah. I'll give it to you if you pay me. Like, is that against
NCAA,
the law?
Yeah.
It would be crazy if Will Wade, the young one, survived all this and the old heads were. Where the ones getting knocked off.
I mean, I think they'll all – Will will get hit, too. He'll get hit to some degree. Yeah. I just think, again, the big thing is going to be, do they hit these guys with a postseason ban? Because they hit Josh Pastner and Georgia Tech with it for having, you know, Wendell Carter at a strip club with Jared Jack, right?
And Ron Bell.
And that clown show.
That administration loves him down there, man. Oh, man. He's on a second athletic director.
He's on a different athletic director.
He's still coaching.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Most guys would. And, again, I don't think it's fair that they hit him with a postseason ban. But a lot of ADs would have said, whether or not we're going to cut our losses right now.
Yeah.
And we'll throw an assistant in there right now.
Right.
And not have to pay him a lot of money, whatever.
I mean, because it's that. Again, they were just allegations. I think they were proven to be false. But I mean, if you know, with the Ron Bell and the Jennifer Pinley and the whole going,
that was all false.
I know, but I'm just saying though. A lot of times, that's enough though for these athletic directors.
Right, to get spooked.
Yeah, just like you're not, and he's not winning. You know, that's the other thing. It's like I guess that's what hangs over it all. Is he's not even winning.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I mean, listen.
I mean, I need to learn. Like, I need to take some lessons from him on job security because it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well. Pictures, maybe?
Not
sure.
Yeah.
Hey, can the Grizzlies get anything out of Josh Jackson? Can that career get turned
around, incredible.
That dude?
Oh, my God. Like, that still is
They're starting
incredible.
Him in G League right now because, that's where
you
this
You just heard
his
so many bad things about him when he was in Phoenix. Work ethic.
Right.
Off the court
the off
stuff.
The court decisions.
It was just, it had to be. I mean, think about it. Who has gone that far? Who has fallen that far that quick?
Yeah.
Oh, I just, yeah.
Right?
I know there were signs at Kansas, but did you ever think that he wouldn't make it? You know what I mean? That this
the only
was coming?
Story I'll give you here's my AAU story with Josh Jackson. So, you know, when I go to events, I'll go up and I'll introduce myself to a kid, but I'm not interviewing kids really anymore.
Yeah.
What am I going to talk to a 15, 16 year old kid about anymore?
Right.
It's hard. Anyway, so the kid ends up he plays a game in Vegas. And I just want to go up and just introduce myself because I'm at ESPN at that point. I may end up interviewing him at some point.
Yeah, you know he's on the come up. Yeah,
so you want him to know who you are.
Exactly.
So I go over to start to walk to him, and some woman comes charging off the bleachers. She's like, "You can't talk to him. You can't." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "You can't talk to him." It was his mother, Apples, and she was like vehemently like,
"Apples."
That's her name.
His mom's name is Apples.
Apples.
That's not her.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
her
real name or not.
We may have to stop this interview. Oh,
How are you just gonna slip that in there?
Let's not judge. Let's hear the rest of the story. That stopped me too in my tracks. Go.
Dad,
so we made up a couple nights later in Vegas. Somebody kind of
you and Apples.
Yeah. So now we get along well.
You and Apples.
Yeah.
Did you give her the John Martin treatment and buy her all the drinks?
I did not. I didn't have to.
Wow, Apples.
I can't believe you didn't come to Vegas with me on this last trip.
Not after you.
Had I known Apples was going to be there.
She wasn't there.
Oh, okay. Sure. She was
not there.
I think that's got to be a nickname, Jeff.
I think it might be real.
I don't think her real name is Apples. I'm going to look it up.
You're Apples Googling
Jackson.
It right now.
There's,
I don't know if
sound like Action
I'm not sure
Jackson,
her last name is Jackson.
Apples Jones.
Yeah, see, you got it.
Jones.
I wasn't making it up.
Apples Jones?
Yeah.
This she's in witness protection.
By the way, I made a big mistake in Vegas. Normally, I stay at the Cosmo every time. It was insane.
Everybody
money.
Stays at the Cosmo, everybody.
Marriott
Points. Marriott Points.
Yep.
It was insane. It was like $600-something. I'm like, I can't do this. So I asked somebody, I'm like, where should I stay? And she was like, the Delano or something. The Delano.
Uh-huh.
Really good.
Yeah,
good. I'm like, all right, whatever. I look online. I'm like, it's reasonable. So I'm all excited. You know, new hotel on the strip, whatever. You know, like I stay at the Cosmo every time.
Yeah.
All right. So you get there and I check in. I'm looking around. I'm like, all right, where are the blackjack tables? No, there's no casino in the hotel.
What?
I'm like, what the hell happened here?
What happened? Well, how could there not be a casino?
No casino. Wow. No casino. It was down the end of the strip. Worst decision I've ever made. Maybe in my entire life.
What was the closest casino to you?
The Mandalay Bay.
Okay.
It was way down there. Excalibur. Yeah. So I like walked through these hotels that nobody's been
in. Yeah,
you
got the dingy ones.
It was like 1970 the last time somebody walked through the Excalibur.
When the last time I went to Vegas over the summer, they put me in. I couldn't really understand. It was a long day of travel, and she was telling me something at the front desk when I was checking in. She's like, sir, we have a so-and-so room. Do you mind? I'm like, I don't know. I guess I don't mind.
Whatever.
Get there. It's an accessible room.
And
like the shower, there's no like divider. It's all like together. It's like the floor, it goes into the shower. And I was like, okay, I got to get the hell out of this room. I got the heebie-jeebies.
Where were you?
It's at the Mirage.
That's what I should have done. I should have done like Mirage.
Listen, we know what's very rare occasion when you come to Memphis.
I'll be back.
And so,
I mean, as long as they don't tank,
right,
I should be back.
But we did want to get you a gift.
Oh, a gift for COVID.
John's got a shirt.
A Jason and John gift.
Oh, look at this.
So you can take this back to New England.
Look at this. I'm going to wear it with pride.
It's a Memphis football shirt.
5-1 Memphis football.
But they're pretty good, too.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're 5-1.
They are?
They got screwed by Temple this weekend.
Somebody, like my Uber driver was complaining about them.
Yeah.
On the way here.
Well, they should be undefeated. They got screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the conference.
They should be representing the group of five in a New Year's Day bowl, but they were a very controversial play.
Well, it's not now,
but they were going to.
Really?
Yeah, because they're going to be 6-0, but they had a very controversial catch overturned by video footage that we can't see.
What's with you? You're going all black today. Raiders?
Yeah, it's Wednesday, hump day.
You know, the arena is being built in Vegas right now.
I know. Right. Oh, my God.
I don't know how they're going to finish it in time.
It's supposed to be finished by, next season.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be unbelievable.
You know what's good? It gives me another reason to go back to Vegas.
Oh, no. I mean, I
don't need anything.
Can you imagine
I go from Mountain West. Listen, I go from Mountain West and West Coast Conference Media Days every year.
This dude requests West Coast Conference Media Days.
If Big West had a media day out there, damn right I'd be there.
Yeah. Can you imagine like a Thursday night game? Like getting on a Thursday afternoon, stay through Sunday?
Hey, real quick, because you're up there, did Boston get something special with Carson Edwards? He had 8 threes last time.
I think he's special. Listen, look at his numbers when you get a chance in the Big Ten last year.
Mm-hmm.
They were not good.
Yeah.
Now, he's been great since the NCAA tournament. He was insane. He's a great second unit. Like, I think there's –
he's a good bench guy, role guy for them.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, man, we appreciate you coming in.
Great being here. See where the magic is made.
This is it, man.
I mean, this is it.
The city treats you well.
The plush confines.
So, how are you – how long are you in for?
Just today. I leave tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going out tonight, aren't we?
We are
going
to go out tonight.
We're not going to Tunica. It's too far.
Especially because you said you wanted to go to Let It Fly. That's what you said.
I would like to. You know, I'd like you to give me the local treatment here.
Well, that's very new. Also, for lunch today, that's where you got to go.
Where am I going?
The Wing Guru. You like wings? Are you a chicken wings guy?
I am, but I can't get the shirt.
What time is it? A little messy, too. Listen, after you're done with Penny, we got to take you to the Wing Guru because it's going to change your life.
Really?
Yeah.
I may go now.
Where do you live, in Boston?
Yeah, we don't have great.
Yeah, you don't
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Yeah, we don't have it.
Yeah, so there's a whole other side of life that we have
how
to introduce.
How far is that
you
place
to.
From here?
5 minutes.
All right, I might go now.
Yeah, you got to go up there. Mm-hmm. You got to go up to Wing Guru. They have all these kinds of day. Is the Jaren Jackson flavor ready?
I think it's coming. If it's not, it's very
how
shortly.
How are people on Ja right now? Love him.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah. Because he walks onto the court. He's got 7 assists already. You know, he steps out there. He's already got 7.
Great.
You figure once he figures it out,
absolutely,
this is gonna be like a 12 to 15 assist guy.
And I love those two in terms of not only talent, but Jaren and Ja.
It's the
character, how they fit, everything about them. Like you can build around those two guys.
No doubt.
Like finally, I think this franchise. Not that they didn't have. Obviously, they had it with Conley and Gasol.
Yeah.
But like, I think those two guys you could build around.
They held on too long.
We hope so.
You know.
Yes, they did.
But now,
hard not to though. Listen, hard not to.
Yeah, but
have loyalty.
Yeah, it is what it is when you're in a small market. But yeah, like you said, that nucleus is in good shape for sure. Jeff, man, we appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in, brother.
Welcome back to Memphis. Let's give another round of applause, Brad.
He deserves it. The man's got Memphis at 10.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.